Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and thank you very much for tuning in to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with a Wednesday morning edition as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And I want to thank everybody that's out there, the active duty military, the veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing and where you're doing it, thanks so very much for doing everything that you do to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to go over to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. By the way, you can always hear the show over there. There is a live listen link there. And when the show's not live, you can hear the current show, whatever the last show was that was done, playing on a loop 24-7 over and over and over again, refreshing every 4 hours. Now, joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian principles. Now, I want to say a special shout-out to Sally. Sally gave me an answer here. I keep referring to the reporter that had the emails, the second set of emails. It's Peter Schweitzer. He's an American writer and political consultant. His recent books are Clinton, Cash, and Profiles in Corruption, and he's the one that's got the second set of emails. So this is not just Rudy Giuliani talking. This is also this reporter with the emails he's got. Now, we've got Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana. I think he's standing out in the rain from what I heard. You there, Dan?
Oh, I'm just walking home, and I'm walking in the rain in the land.
I'm walking in the rain, just okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's on your mind?
Well, it's about the up-and-coming debate on Thursday night. I think it's a mistake. I've never thought much about debates anyway. I think he's walking into an ambush because he's going to have to debate. He's going to have to debate the former Vice President Biden and whoever the moderator is. I don't know much about the moderator, but you know, if her parents are socialists and they partied with Obama in the White House, you know, the moderator is going to be a rattlesnake.
She's another Democrat. She's another Democrat. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, well, she's a Biden surrogate with Biden on stage with her.
Right.
So they've got two people that you've got to overcome. I've never been big on these debates. I think they were a waste of time. They're a great television event that rarely do they ever change anybody's mind. Even if you screw up big time, I guess what his side, Trump's side, saying, just stand there like a potted plant and see how it turns out. Don't lose it. Don't say anything controversial. I'll believe Hunter Biden gets indicted when it happens.
Right.
This rate's right up there with the Russian hoax, whatever. I'm telling you, the Democrats could shoot people dead in the White House, and the federal prosecutors and the attorney generals are just going to say, well, it's not your fault they got in the way of your bullet. I mean, they get by with this stuff. I mean,
well, let me ask you a question. Now, I know, and we all know, and we've all heard, the campaign said this, Donald Trump is going to bring up the Hunter Biden emails. And I know Trump's going to say something. Now, it's not on the agenda to be talked about. What do you think's going to happen when that happens?
I wish the media would report it first instead of him breaking the story, because he'll just look like a political hack up there. And Biden will turn there with that toothy grin on, this is just made up. This is another smear tactic. Biden's side will believe that.
He can't do it anymore, though. He can't do it anymore. Now there's another picture out there of Joe Biden standing right there with one of Hunter's business associates that was in this pay money deal for influence stuff.
Oh, I know that. And some of the people that he sent emails to have now come forward and said, yeah.
Yep.
That was sent to me. It's on my heart.
And did you hear what the FBI said?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to believe with the FBI.
Well, here's what
they
said.
They held on to this for almost a year.
Here's what they said. Here's what they said yesterday. The FBI says the emails on Hunter's computer were not Russian disinformation. And I happen to know from my sources, now nobody will tell you when there's an investigation going on with the DOJ or with the FBI. That's not what they do. But my sources are telling me that they're operating full speed ahead, doing everything they can to verify, trust but verify. Remember that old word? This stuff,
right.
This stuff that's going on, including some people that are over in, oh gosh, the Ukraine, trying to get a lid on all that.
Well, hopefully they can carry the Senate in this. So after the election, you can bring people from Ukraine or Russia.
I believe they will. I believe they will. Watch and see.
I hope you're right, because I'm tired of listening to Sean Hannity go, tonight, breaking news, Sarah Carter, Solomon, John Solomon, and then nothing happens.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing.
I know. Well, they sell books.
Another one.
They sell books.
Everybody, they sell books.
Okay.
Lots of books, and I'm sure 90% of it's true. But it goes nowhere.
Well, let me let you go, because I want to get Kyle in here and let him get a chance to say something. So thanks very much, Dan, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Yep, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Well, Kyle, here comes the music, so you'll have to wait till the other side of the break. But we'll get your thoughts on that. And again, Sally, thank you very much for sending me that. I couldn't remember the guy's name, Peter Schweitzer. And yeah, I've had him on my program before years ago. Matter of fact, when he did the Clinton Cash Book, I had him on my show. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. My conversation with Kyle Warren is being brought to you this segment by our good friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 when you replace your windshield and you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in your hand at the time of the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today for you. So, give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 and that brand new windshield. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is again. All right. And you know, Kyle, I heard from a colleague in New York yesterday, an email. And the email that I got was from a guy that's on our station, our sister station in New York City. And he wants me to come on his program with some of the things that we talk about here. Now, that's a big deal. And I don't know when it's going to happen or any of that, but we'll let you know. And we have contributors. Other shows do the same thing. We have contributors. So apparently, that's where we're going with this.
Well, that's amazing, Captain. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good news.
Yeah, so get ready, New York.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Dan the Man brought up some interesting points. You didn't get a chance to say anything.
Oh, well, yeah, I think that I agree with Dan the Man that President Trump's going to be ambushed at this debate. But I do think that the American people have already factored that in. In other words, they're expecting that to happen. They're expecting to see how Trump handles that. Yeah.
Here's my thought. Please, oh, please, oh, please, turn President Trump's mic off if he starts talking about Joe Biden's emails. Please turn his mic off. You will immediately hand the election to Donald Trump because they will see firsthand, once and for all, the censorship on the form of the left, and his presidential commission is not bipartisan. I don't care what they say. They're all a bunch of rhinos and or Democrats, hardcore Democrats, and not one of them is in there to actually do a debate in the sense to what we used to see. Because, again, I'll date myself. I'll go back to when the League of Women Voters was doing the debates. Those were debates.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, things have really changed. But basically, of course, again, the American people are going to see, if they turn off his mic, among other things that they might do, but if they do that, they will see 100% that it's no longer hiding in the shadows, the idea of the bias, the idea of the manipulation, of the control of information, and on it goes, what many of these people would like to be able to continue to do to the American people.
Yeah, and just you know, for what it's worth, go ahead, turn the mics off, and you know, turn off the president's mic, be disrespectful to him, because he's trying to bring up something that needs to be discussed, and the mainstream media is not, and we certainly are here on this program, and I'm going to continue to. Okay, let me go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's Bill from Buckhead. How are you?
How you doing there?
Doing well. I just want to ask the voice of reason, your buddy over there in California.
Sure.
Jesse Toobin, I would fire him in a heartbeat. Do you think there's a process? Obviously, it's an investigation going. But I haven't heard anything about that. And I know it's kind of low priority with the debate coming up in a couple of days.
Okay.
Just wanted to hear that. Captain, one other thing. When is your weekend show? I'm listening on AM 920 in Buckhead.
Okay, well, it's not played. The weekend show's not played there on that station, but it is played in Valdosta, played in Augusta, played in Carrollton, and you can always get it online on the web. It's live still, 2 to 5 a.m. It's a 3-hour show. Or you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. By the way, where's the Trump bus?
Excuse me?
Where's the Trump bus?
I don't know where the Trump bus is.
I thought it was up there by you today.
You know, I didn't. No, I just flew in today. I was out of town. So
okay.
Got in.
Well, it was down here over the weekend somewhere in North Florida.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you, my friend.
You did a great job.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Kyle, this Jeffrey Toobin thing, I haven't said a lot about it because I kind of been waiting to see what was going to happen. This guy is really pathetic. I'm not going to describe anything about what he was doing or how he was doing it, but he exposed himself on a Zoom call to a bunch of his colleagues, and my God in heaven, you got to be out of your mind.
Yeah, this is way into the weird stratosphere here, Captain, and you're right. Yeah, we're not going to go over exactly what was going on, but obviously this was something that was very, very out of place, to say the least. From what we understand right now, he's been suspended from the New Yorker. Where
indefinitely.
That's right. And also, according to CNN, where he worked as their top legal now.
That's
advocate.
Right.
They say that Jeffrey Toobin has asked for some time off while he deals with a personal issue,
yeah,
which they have granted, they said.
Probably needs to see a psychiatrist.
To say the least. And when Jeffrey Toobin will be back, nobody knows, but I don't know what other kind of trouble he might be in, but certainly this seems like one of those career-ending kinds of things, and if he needs help, hopefully he'll get some help.
Yeah, and this is shades of Bill Clinton. We'll just describe it that way. Yeah. All right, well, President Trump said little Dr. Fauci is a terrific guy, but he's not a team player.
Well, right, and again, you know, this whole thing that's been going on, you know, ever since February and March, basically, with Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has somehow become the authority or something on how we're, you know, to even think about coronavirus. And unfortunately, it's never really been something where most people could either, you know, agree with it or not agree with it, but it's been politicized. And Dr. Fauci himself has been politicized.
He's a laboratory doctor. He's not an actual person that's gone out and practiced anything and tried to treat or do things like what the president saw firsthand at the Walter Reed Hospital. He hasn't done that. So the president has a completely different perspective on it, having been treated for COVID, hearing the doctors, listening to the people who are actually treating patients as to what's going on, and it's totally different than what little Dr. Fauci has to say, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. And I know that there was a dust up over the Trump campaign commercial, but here's the thing. The presidential commission or the people who were on the COVID team, they are speaking and working for the president. So the idea that they could have done anything more, that's the president's administration.
Well, here's the other thing. The CDC came out again, and I think they kind of made another left turn here. The CDC is now strongly recommending passengers on airplanes, trains, and buses wear masks the entire time they're on one of those means of travel.
Well, right, and of course, on airplanes, you know, we've heard that it's actually because of the air recirculation that airplanes, and including wearing masks, you know, can be very, very effective. But on buses and trains, they don't have that same kind of system, obviously. But just as a matter of trying, if you're in a crowded space, confined for a long period of time.
Yeah.
At this point, soon that won't be necessary.
And while we're talking about little Dr. Fauci, something's come out about Russia pertaining to the COVID deaths. Apparently, they've been underreporting the deaths because of COVID, and it looks like as if they're about to become the number one source of deaths in Europe.
Yes, that's
very a big deal.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate. And again, you know, that's a different sort of setup over there as well under Putin and his government. It's very different than it is here, for sure.
Well, we'll find out soon, I guess. But anyway, you know, folks, you just can't make this up. By the way, a report coming yesterday in Pennsylvania, and you folks in western Pennsylvania and southeastern Ohio. You need to understand that Biden's fracking plan that he says, oh, we're not going to shut down the wells, we're not going to this. Well, then why does he want to hire 100,000 people to cap the wells that are being fracked? Why does he want to do that if that's not going to do something to shut down the fracking there? And by the way, if he does that, it'll wipe out the economy in those areas of the country.
Well, again, they expect you to have cognitive dissonance. They have to say, oh, we're not going to ban fracking, we're just going to cap the wells. They're not expecting people to put two and two together, but we are.
Yeah, we're just going to cap the wells. You know, there's wells that aren't being used. We're going to cap the wells. Really? Okay. Hold that thought. Kyle and I will be right back here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, wait till I tell you about a Miami police officer and what happened to him because of what he was wearing and what they're threatening to do. And he's gone public. So we're going to tell you. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do it? Why should I do it?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The DOJ files an antitrust complaint against Google.
Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News big tech bias is clear.
I think there's a big preview of things to come because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden. They see Joe Biden's transitional team just hired a Facebook executive named Jessica Hertz as its general counsel. Twitter's director of public policy, Carlos Manje, just left the company to be co-chair of the Biden transition team. If you see a pattern here, it's because, well, find me a Facebook or Twitter top executive that is going to work for any conservative or for Trump. And then you look at the numbers, right? A recent study showed that Twitter and Facebook have censored Trump 65 times more than Biden. In other words, 65 to nothing at this point in terms of censorship.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and thank you very much, Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne Allen Root's doing a banner job over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's writing his new book, and everything's moving along pretty good for Wayne, and we appreciate Wayne very much. He's a very good friend of the show. And we're going to have him on as we get closer to the election, because Wayne is a very strong part of America. Americana, and we'll see what he has to say. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Again, Relief Factor, I take it religiously because of the swelling and inflammation that I have and the pain in my left leg and ankle, and when it starts to fire up, I take it because of the four ingredients that are in there that work for me: turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It reduces swelling, it lowers and eliminates pain associated with whatever, and it goes right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it's good for you because it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases discomfort. Now, it comes in conveniently individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles, too, and it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You buy the $19.95 three-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
A Miami police officer, 22-year veteran, faces suspension because while he was on duty and in uniform, he was wearing a Trump face mask.
Wow. That is really something. I mean, you know, again, I guess a police officer is not allowed to express any opinion about anything?
Well, what if he was going to wear, say, a Miami Dolphins face mask?
Right.
Okay. Is it he's in trouble because it didn't say Miami Police Department or I guess down there it's Miami-Dade. It didn't say Miami-Dade or something like that, or it didn't have this. And by the way, what would have happened if he had a state of Florida flag on or a veterans thing on? Does that mean the same?
Well, exactly. Well, number one, I'd be curious if there's any particular guideline, because masks are now, of course, a ubiquitous part of our lives. But are there any guidelines that were issued from the police department as to what exactly kind of mask you could wear or if it could have anything on it?
Now, I forgot to ask this question, and she's asking it again. This is Evelyn listening to us in Chicago. Evelyn says, are they going to be talking about the COVID-19 response? And the answer is yes.
Yes, at the debate, yes. I'm sure that they will, because that's one of the things, of course, that Joe Biden wants to talk about to the exclusion of things like foreign policy, for example, which they don't want to talk about.
Well, the president didn't respond. He didn't this, he didn't that, he didn't. Let me tell you a little fact that Joe Biden doesn't want out there, and this is something that's fair game for the president. Biden and Obama left the cupboards dry when it came to the pandemic response. They actually stopped the training program that we had in the fire service with emergency medical and police every year for things like, oh gosh, biological warfare. They actually stopped that. They stopped funding it.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And the president can also say to Joe Biden, well, sure, we'll talk about COVID-19 response. Remember, Joe, when I thought we should not have infected people coming from China on a regular basis, and you called me a xenophobe for that? You remember how you said this is all wrong, but yet this helped to save lives? Joe, if you were president at that time, things would have been much, much worse because you would not have taken the action. Now, that would echo pretty much what the president said to him in the other debate, but again, it's worth repeating at this one, I think.
All right, now we need to talk about something here because this is in the offing. The offing is apparently by this weekend, it looks like as if there could be a coronavirus stimulus package. Now, Nancy Pelosi has hinted and said that they're at the $2 trillion level.
Right. And again, this was part of the deadline that we heard about before, you know, from
no, the deadline was yesterday.
Well, that's right. But then they went on to say, well, we'll continue talking about this and so forth. But yes, and I think that there was the report, I think it was the president who said the Republicans will vote for you know, pretty much whatever we agreed to, basically. But Nancy Pelosi realizes that time is running out for her to try to take some kind of credit for this, because she sure is getting the blame for it.
Yeah.
By most people, I believe.
Now, we've got a point here made by Eric in the chat room, Eric in Seminole. He's saying, good morning, everyone. Hope you're well. I have a buddy who works up at Bay Pines VA Hospital. He was told to take down his Spirit of 76 flag yesterday. Apparently, somebody was offended. Well, to that, I'd say, kiss my you-know-what.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Spirit of 76 would be, you know, that we declared our independence, we revolted against tyranny, you know, collectively as the United States, what was soon to be the United States, basically. So that should be a sentiment that every American would agree with.
By the way, did you know what made its debut yesterday in terms of motor vehicles?
What's that?
A 1,000-power, fully electric Hummer priced at $112,000. $595.
Wow.
How many do you want?
Well, I got to wait for the stimulus for that. Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's, yeah, well, who knows? But, and of course, what's the range, I would wonder, on something like that? That seems like a lot of power.
I don't know, but that's, yeah. I don't know, but that's a problem. Most of these vehicles can't go more than 300 miles. And if you're driving from here to Atlanta, where I'm at, that's like 500 miles away. And that means you'd have to stop and charge the car.
That's right, and it takes a while to do that. I know they're working on the rapid charger. Yes, that's the idea. But again, it's hard to say because you've got a lot of power in a gallon of fuel that it's hard to replicate onto an electric vehicle for range. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't care if it is 1,000 horsepower, because imagine the batteries you got to have in that thing to keep that thing moving along.
Exactly right, yeah.
All right, well, Biden's foreign policy towards Iran would reignite terrorism. In other words, hand them a bunch of money and say, oh, we love you, Iran.
Well, he would certainly return to, for lack of a better expression, engagement with Iran. When really what has been working, and the proof's in the pudding, Captain,
yeah.
President Trump has been isolating Iran,
yeah.
And the Middle East is responding very favorably to that.
Yeah, wait till you hear this one. The Senate GOP is now seeking an amendment to block court packing.
Yes, well, that would be, you know, pretty interesting, because, again, it's being threatened. It's not just being dangled, it's being threatened. And for Joe Biden, by the way, to clam up on that, essentially, is completely disingenuous, and it's not the mark of any kind of reasonable candidacy to simply say, "Well, I'll tell you," but then now he's supposed to tell us after the after Amy Coney Barrett's going to be confirmed, and he's handled it completely wrong. But he's actually told us what we need to know, though.
Have you heard about the low flying helicopters over D.C.? You heard that report? You know, there's always low flying helicopters over D.C. You heard about that?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what that's all about?
Well, I think what they're doing is they're aren't they looking at background radiation, basically?
Yeah, they're testing radiation levels in D.C. because, you know, there's been reports of all sorts of things going on there, and this is part of it. They're testing radiation levels in D.C.
Well, you know, going back even to after 9/11, the idea is to get a baseline, and this has happened over the years, by the way, these helicopter reports, and this is what they're looking for, as far as I can tell. And again, if they have a baseline, and suddenly that baseline changes, then they know there could be some problems.
Very quickly, I'm going to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You got about 30 seconds.
Yes. My name is Dennis. I work in Sarasota.
Yep.
Live north of Tampa.
Yep.
I'd like to know one thing. The respect that we have for Mr. Trump is based on what he believes and what he does. The BLM and the Antifa kept doing what they were doing because nobody opposed them. Nobody did anything about it. I respect people that do something that should be done when it should be done. And if Mr. Trump does not effectively deal with the criminal element in the United States, then we're going to keep having more of the same and more of the same and more of the same for, you know, the foreseeable future.
That's true.
I'm going to respect the person that can do something about Antifa and BLM.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. We got to run because here comes the music that's going to cut you off, and it just did. All right, Kyle, and you hang on because it's cut you off, too, so we're on the hold line now. I'll be right back with more, and we'll address that when we come back right after we do the weather here. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8-
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Well, there she is, that Georgia horse girl up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Donna Fiducia and her husband Don, and they run the Double D Ranch there, and they're not quite up yet. The next hour they will be, and we'll say howdy, howdy to them again. But they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there on the Third Watch. Tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you heard me talking about them, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. By the way, think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too, because when you do, the fuel you buy, you get points for, and also the food you buy, you get points for, and anything you buy in the store, you get points for, and you can use them later for either discounts or to trade in and get some of the things that they have to offer. All right, here we go. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Hate Myself for Loving You. And I'll tell you what, I could play that for the next 10 hours there, Kyle. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. There you are. Now you're there.
Yeah, well, no, that's got a great chorus. And Joan Jett, she was very very unique, and I remember her very well.
Sunday Night Football, that is the melody. That's the music they use for Carrie Underwood to do her singing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's take a look at the national weather, because we've got ourselves some interesting weather way up to the north. We're going to get into it right now. I'm going to read you the statement, turn it loose to Kyle. Wintry weather is expected from the northern plains to the upper Great Lakes, with periods of snow and freezing rain. Another system will be bringing more snow from the northern Rockies to the northern plains Wednesday night through Thursday. And fire and air quality concerns are now persisting for portions of the western U.S., including California. Temperatures will run above normal for much of the east. It's raining in places where they haven't seen rain in a while, and that's going to drop out of the woods there. And by the way, big-time heavy pea soup fog up the east coast tonight in the big cities. So, Kyle, take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Montana tonight, looking at the satellite coverage. We've got cloud cover over pretty much the whole state of Montana, and that's no surprise that we've got these weather advisories, winter storm advisory and winter storm watch covering most of the state of Montana. In the Billings area, of course, we're looking at some very low temperatures there, as the weather alert is in that particular area. Now, this is what it says. Look for heavy snow, blowing snow. Total accumulations of 4 to 7 inches are possible. Wind gusts up as high as 30 miles an hour. This is all for portions of central, south central, and southeast Montana, and this will be going on here for the next few days. And of course, also throughout other parts of Montana, we've got some pretty low temps. In Great Falls, it's 30 degrees right now, and it's going to be 30 degrees in the daytime. So winter has truly arrived. In Helena, looks like 39 degrees and a high of 41 for Wednesday. Traveling around other parts of the west here, Colorado, we've still got air quality alerts, lots of smoke, the Cal Wood fire continuing to burn, and high winds there not making it easy for firefighters to do their job. Fire Weather Watch continues down through southern Colorado and also through northeastern New Mexico around Santa Fe and Albuquerque. Temperatures dropping a tiny little bit in the southwest, with Phoenix looking to be about 95 degrees, and Palm Springs, first time in a long while below triple digits for Tuesday, for Wednesday, and looking at 98 degrees. We still do have those air quality alerts in California, mm-hmm. and fire weather warnings up in Northern California, yep. Captain, persist.
Okay, well, here we go. North Dakota, if you're going across I-94 tonight all the way across over to Fargo, you're going to have snow flurries and some wind blowing the snow around too. Up north, 29 up to Minot, up to the Canadian border, snow there. Snow in the western part of Minnesota, and then it kind of skipjacks around Minnesota. Kind of wraps itself around the Twin Cities, goes up towards Duluth. Now, Wisconsin, you've got a winter storm warning. And you also got right there around Eau Claire, you've got some pretty heavy snow dumping in there right now, which is going to accumulate several inches by the time daytime comes around. Down in the I-44 corridor from Springfield East over to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, you've got dense fog. You've also got dense fog along I-40 from about 40 miles or so west of Little Rock to almost all the way to Memphis right now, and straight north and south down out of Little Rock about 25, 30 miles too. You've got some windy conditions across eastern Tennessee, across the southern part of Ohio, parts of Indiana, southern Indiana, some rain mixed in there too. I can see that Dan the Man is still getting rained on. And then the big news on the East Coast tonight is from Virginia. on up all the way to Boston and up towards the New Hampshire and Maine line, you've got dense, heavy fog. So you're not going to make a bunch of time on I-95 tonight. You need to just understand that, slow down, and do what you need to do, because it gets really foggy on the Jersey Turnpike at nighttime, and it's really tough to see anything. So you're in that situation, that pattern right now. Now, down in Florida, South Florida, Miami, you've got a wraparound system from the tropical system that's out there by the Bahamas, and some of the outer bands are coming in, dumping rain in Miami, so you'll have that today. You'll also have it around Fort Pierce on up towards Daytona, and then up towards about St. Augustine to Brunswick, so that same rain will be coming in there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. And now we turn our attention to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and the big story yesterday was these emails that Peter Schweizer has came out, and there was another photo that came out that we hadn't seen before that shows Joe Biden standing there with Hunter's business association, or business associate, rather, from Kazakhstan. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, that particular picture has not been completely vetted yet. I think that came from Breitbart. It may be that somebody had that picture and sent it to Breitbart. I don't know what the origination of that photo is, but that's just putting more fuel to this fire, and rightly so, if that's where we are. Having said that, Peter Schweizer does have full access to all of Bevin Cooney's emails. He was given full access to his Gmail account. I think, it could be several weeks ago. But what is more interesting is that Bevin Cooney, who is in federal prison in Oregon, suddenly has been transferred. To an unknown detention center.
Well, no, they don't. They don't want to tell anybody, that's for sure.
Well, certainly. But this means that the stakes are very high.
Yeah, this is going to be the same as our guy that killed himself in jail, right?
Yeah,
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Well, this is one that we want. He wants to be protected. He's got, really a lot to lose, and so there's some high protection. If in federal prison, that means that I would say the Department of Justice had to approve the transfer.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to get the top of the hour news in. The music is coming up. Denise Simon and I will be right back. We got a lot more stuff to talk about here. There's plenty to talk about with Hunter Biden and what's going on. Again, more information has come out about the emails showing and talking about a direct pipeline to the Obama administration and the money that they've got, the money tree. I'll be right back. Don't go.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.